We are sponsoring this candidate forum along with the Boulder County Arts Alliance, and that's bouldercountyarts.org. Create Boulder is a new organization that kind of was sprung out of COVID-19 to assist struggling arts and cultural organizations that had impacts from COVID. And we delivered more than $400,000 in funding to Boulder arts and cultural organizations, including KGNU. And we want to work with the city of Boulder to ensure stable and increasing arts funding. So that's why we and the Boulder County Arts Association are putting special emphasis on this special candidate forum for the arts.
And where will the forum be and at what time, and how can people join if they can't be there in person?
Yes, the forum will be held at E-Town Hall, although it will also be live streamed. So if someone registers, then they can either attend live, I think that the first 125 people who come, or they can attend online. And that, if they register, that information will be provided to them.
And what protocols are in place for the in-person event?
Of course, masks will be required. And I don't believe that vaccination status will be checked, but masks will be required and only 125 people will be allowed in. So it will be a very safe event. And we do plan on having 10 of the city council candidates in attendance. So it should be a very good event.
You touched on this earlier with a response earlier, but why focus specifically on the arts in this candidate forum?
Well, we know that the arts contribute greatly to the community in terms of diversity, inclusion. For example, when you look at the Modus Theater production about Boundless Truth, Women's Stories of Freedom and Incarceration, this is representative of what happens with the arts in this community. In addition, the arts bring economic vitality. So the arts are very critical to this community. And recent council decisions call in doubt their commitment to the value of the arts. So we recently, Create Boulder, met with Nuria Vanderbrand, the new city manager. She is very committed to the arts. We want to hear how the city council candidates feel about the arts and what their commitment is. And as you may know, we have 5 new council members coming in. So in addition to the 3 council members who are committed to the arts, we have a chance of really changing the game in terms of potential funding and more commitment to arts and culture in this community.
And just to give us an idea of the scope of the purse strings that are held by city council, approximately how much funding are they able to determine in any given fiscal year for the arts?
Well, the total budget for 2022 that has been submitted is something like, hold on, let me check, $462.5 million. And yeah, it's a lot of money.
For the arts?
And $462 million in total. Now listen to this. When you look at the total of open space and parks and rec, the budget is almost $60 million. And only $1.5 million goes to the arts. So you can see the huge disparity of funding for different kinds of, let's say, health and wellness and opportunities for residents and visitors to the city of Boulder. That's why we think there's work to be done around the arts.
And again, that candidate forum that is occurring is happening tonight at E-Town, 1535 Spruce Street. Doors open at 5:30. Masks are required. Jan Burton, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd like to say if you want to register, you would go to bouldercountyarts.org and you'll see the registration information there. And if you want more information about Create Boulder, that would be createboulder.org. We hope to welcome many of you. Since you don't have to attend personally, feel free to register for the event and you'll be able to attend live stream, or you will get a recorded version as well. So we hope to see many, many of your listeners in attendance.
Jan Burton is board chair of the Create Boulder Foundation. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much.
And you are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU.